OK，外困的知音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年5月3号，星期日。我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿布加瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
हरे कृष्ण ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 8, Questions of King Parikshit. Today, text number 7.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿伯加瓦坛第二篇第八章 Parikshita 王的问题。今天我们阅读的诗节是第七诗节。 Yet
Adatumata
Adatmata
Brahman
Brahman
Yadatumato Brahman
Yadatumato Brahman
Deha Aramba
Ramba
Asya
Asya
Dhatubi Deharambo Sya Dhatubi
Deharambo Sya Dhatubi
Yadrichaya
Etuna Va
Yadrichaya Etuna Va
Yadrichaya hetu nava
Bhavanta Janate
Yata
Bhavanto Janate Yata
Bhavanto Janate Yata
Yadadatu Mato Brahman
Yadadatu mato Brahman
Deharambo syadatubi
Deharambo syadatubi
Yadrichaya hetunava
Yadrichaya hetunava
Bhavanto janate yatha
Bhavanto janate yatha
A word for word meaning
四对四
Yat
如那样
Adatumata
没有物质的构成地位
Brahman
哦不是的Brahmana
Deha
物质的躯体
Arambha
Aramba 开始于
Asya
生物体的
Dhatubi
非物质
Yadrichaya
没有原因偶然的
Etuna
由于一些原因
Va
八也
Bhavanta
您本人
Janate
如您所了解的
Yata
所以您告知我
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由圣施拉帕夫帕提供。译文：博学的 Brahmana 呀 超人的灵魂与物质躯体不同，他是偶然得到物质躯体的，还是另有原因？您了解这一点，因此可否仁慈地解释给我听？要旨，阿尔克西特王是典型的奉献者，所以不光满足于由 Brahmana 师徒传承中的代表证实聆听圣殿布加瓦坦的重要性，更渴望确立圣殿布加瓦坦的哲学基础。圣殿博加瓦坛是有关至尊人格守神的科学论著，因此认真研究他的学生心中无论泛起什么样的问题，都必须由权威的说明来澄清。走在做奉爱服务路途上的人，应该询问灵性导师一切有关神和生物的灵性身份的问题。从博加梵歌和圣殿博加瓦坛中，我们了解到，从智上讲，至尊主和生物是一体，在物质生存中受制约的生物因不断的更换物质躯体而受制于很多次的轮回。但究竟是什么导致至尊主不可缺少的一部分受制于物质躯体呢？为了所有走在觉悟自我之途上的人和为至尊主做奉爱服务路途上的人的利益，帕克西特王询问了这个十分重要的问题。他问的这个问题间接地证实神至尊主没有这种更换物质躯体的问题，他是灵性的整体，他的身体与灵魂没有分别。不同于受制约的灵魂，与至尊主本人交往的解脱了的灵魂也完全像至尊一样。只有等待解脱了受制约的灵魂，才被迫更换躯体。那么这个过程是如何开始的呢？在奉爱服务的过程中，第一步是求取灵性导师的庇护，然后向灵性导师询问整个程序。这一询问必不可少，可以使人避免在奉爱服务的路途上犯各种错误。就连像帕克希特王那样坚定地做奉爱服务的人，都必须像一个觉悟了的自我灵性，都必须向一个觉悟了自我的灵性导师询问。换句话说，灵性导师必须经验丰富，博学多识，这样才能回答奉献者提出的所有问题。因此，不熟悉权威经典，回答不了他人提出的所有这些问题的人，不应该为了物质收益而佯装成为灵性导师。不能拯救门徒却当灵性导师是违法的。译文：博学的 Brahmana， 超然的灵魂与物质躯体不同，他是偶然得到的物质躯体，还是另有原因？您了解这一点，因此可否仁慈地解释给我听？
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stakitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasavi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here we're going to have a chapter full. This chapter is full of questions of Maharaj Parikshit to Shukadeva Goswami.
因为咱们现在读的这一章呢，完全都是帕克希特王对施乐舒克德沃和斯瓦米所提出的问题。
For those of you who are new in Krishna consciousness or have not been following our lectures, so Maharaj Parikshit was fasting to until the time of his death, he knew that he was going to die in 7 days due to a curse of a Brahmana. So he prepared to die by sitting by the holy river and inquire about the purpose of his life.
那对于那些没有一直在听我们讲课的奉献者，还有就是对于这些新的奉献者来说呢，我们来介绍一下这个背景。就是帕克希特王因为他受到了一个诅咒，所以呢他知道他七天之后会死，所以说呢他就来到了这个河岸边，然后呢进行戒食，然后呢以这样的方式来等待着他最后的这个死亡的时刻。
所以you see, Maharaj Parikshit is not only doing a very important aspect of devotional service, which means to hear from the revealed scriptures from a bona fide spiritual master.
那我们在里面看呢，Srila Parikshit 王他不仅仅是在做一个非常重要的聆听的服务，也就是呢，从一位这个权威的灵性人士那里去聆听启示经典中的教义，他不仅仅是在做这个服务。
But at the same time, he wants to establish for generations to come, he wants to establish a philosophical basis of Srimad Bhagavatam.
因为呢，就是对于后代的这些人来说呢，他也希望能够确立圣典薄伽瓦坛的哲学的原则。
Srila Prabhupada said, Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as such, all questions that may arise in the mind of a serious student must be cleared by the statements of the authority.
那么Srila Prabhupada说呢，是这个圣典薄伽瓦坛，它是
in the beginning of the purpose.
等等啊，稍等一下。
Second.
那个就是在这个今天的这个要旨的第一段的第二句里面就讲到了，圣典薄伽瓦坛是有关至尊人格守神的科学论著，因此认真研究他的学生心中无论泛起什么样的问题，都必须由权威的说明来澄清。
Because Srila Prabhupada many times said, religion, you know, or devotional sentiments without knowledge.Can become just sentimentalism.
那舍尔帕帕他就说到呢，就是一个感情用事的、没有哲学基础的奉爱服务，它只能是一种感情用事的活动。
We see many people in the world, they have so much devotion for their deities and for God in many ways.But they don't have a clear understanding. They don't have knowledge about God, and then their so-called devotion it becomes just a sentiment.
那我们就知道，在世界上有很多人，他们对于神，还有对于他们所崇拜的这个神像，都满怀了奉爱之情。但是呢，他们知其然不知其所以然，并不知道神到底所满含的深意是什么。所以呢，就变成他们对神的这种奉爱之情呢，不过就是一些感情用事。
And sometimes can even this type of behavior can turn into fanaticism.
而且有的时候呢，就这种感情用事呢，可能就会变成一种狂热。
Practice of religion or devotion without knowledge can become fanaticism, which is very dangerous.
所以说呢，如果要是在没有知识的情况下去修习奉爱的话，它就有可能会变成一种狂热，而这种狂热呢是非常危险的。
My religion is the best, my God is the best, and anyone who doesn't follow my God and my religion, we kill them up, we kill them all.
那我的宗教是最棒的，我所信的神也是最棒的。如果那些不追随我们的这个宗教，不信我们的这个神的人呢，我们就把他们都给干掉。
That's why in countries like we have in China, they are very, very, very cautious about this type of religious propagation, because fanaticism can be dangerous for the society.
这也就是为什么像中国这样的国家呢，就是对于这个宗教的信仰的这个就是宗教的这个传播就非常的小心，因为如果要是变成狂热的话呢，它就会对这个社会造成很大的危害，是非常危险的。
We see all over the world, particularly in the Muslim countries, situations can become so dangerous, you know, that there is no more peace in society. They can be so destructible, you know, this type of fanaticism.
那比如说我们看到很多这个穆斯林的国家，就是由于处在这种狂热的状态，使得这个社会已经没有任何的平安和安宁可谈了。是大家都处在一种岌岌可危的非常危险的状态。
So that's why some governments, they are very careful about any propagation of religion because they don't want this type of situations in their society.
所以说呢，为什么这个政府他有的时候就对于这个宗教的宣传传播就会非常的小心，因为他不希望在自己的国家出现对社会有危害的这样的狂热的状态。
On the other extreme, we see the other extreme is that people give up religious practice, religious affiliations in order to just stick to the knowledge given by the scientists.
但是呢，我们又看到另外一个极端，就是大家会放弃对这个宗教的修习，而只是去相信由科学家们所给我们的这些信息。
Means now we accept the scientists as the brahmanas, as the priests, and we accept science as the new religion.
就比如说呢，换句话说，就是我们把科学家们给接受成是婆罗门，是祭司，然后呢，把这个科学给接受成是这种宗教，是一种新型的宗教。
And this is also very dangerous.
但是这样的也是非常的危险的。
Because it turn into speculation.
因为它会让人变得推敲。
So many countries abandon religion but accept science. is the other extreme, and it's also become dangerous because people do not have any idea of the reason for their existence or the purpose of their existence, because everything is based on speculative science.
对
呀。Did you hear me?
Well, I didn't hear the last bit. You say that so for some countries they are go to the other extreme, they abandon the religion, but they just believe what the science they say. So that make the people don't know what really to make the existence. Then I don't hear the rest.
Yeah, what is the purpose of their existence? Why they are here? What is the purpose of being here in being in this human form? Because everything is based on scientific speculation that rule out any purpose in life.
但是呢，还有另外一种极端呢，就是这些国家他们等于就放弃了宗教信仰，而完全呢去接受科学。可是这样所造成的问题就是。是啊，人们就没有办法真正的理解它到底是为什么会存在，而且所有这一切存在的这个原因是怎么回事儿。
So that's why we have so many places in the world we still accept Darwin theory.
所以呢，为什么在世界中很多国家依然还是接受达尔文的理论？
Or many scientists or philosophers that follow this idea of Darwin.
那很多的哲学家，很多的科学家，他们也都是在追随着达尔文的理论。
And they cannot explain the cause of our material existence, the cause of our existence in this world.
但是呢，他们却没有办法去解释我们在这个世界的物质存在是什么原因引起的。
So, they speculate. Maybe it was like this, maybe it was like that, maybe it was a big bang, a big explosion, everything just came by chance.
那所以呢，就大家就开始猜，就说也许可能是这么回事，也许可能是那么回事，那么就是这么突然之间就怎么发生了，也许可能就是那么一个爆炸，然后呢就产生了。
It's very dangerous also because people think that they are in this world by chance, life is just by chance, and you have to live your life the best you can, enjoy life as much as you can, because when you die, you don't know what's happened to you, it's finished, everything might be finished. So take advantage, enjoy as much as you can now, even if you have to exploit others, dominate others, even kill others if necessary.
那么所以呢，这也是非常的危险的原因，就是因为人们他就觉得自己就偶然的来到了这个世界，没有任何的原因的，所以呢，他就会今朝有酒今朝醉的这种感觉，然后呢，就会及时行乐，然后呢，就会为了让自己的这种快乐去做任何的事情，去剥削，然后甚至于去杀戮。
So because people accept the scientists because they have education, majority of people don't have that higher education as the scientists. They accept the scientists as the ones who know everything. But the scientists, they don't know, they just speculate.
那通常来说呢，这普通大众他所受的这个教育呢，不会有科学家们所受的这个教育程度高，所以呢，就使得普通大众他就会相信，科学家们所说的话，他们认为科学家们是了解是知识的，但是实际上科学家们他们其实不知道的，他们只不过是在猜而已。
So they don't know who we are. They cannot give answer to the question who we are, why we are in these material bodies.Why we suffer? Is anything happening after we die? Nobody can ever answer about these questions.
所以呢，他们并不能够回答类似于像我们到底是谁，以及我们为什么会存在，然后以及我们的这个我们并不是这具躯体。然后呢，他们也不知道，没有办法回答我们在人死了之后会去向哪里，然后会是什么样的状态。
So speculation means I think it's like that, and you think it's like that, and the other one think is like that, the way is in his mind. So everybody is just thinking about, but nobody has a clear understanding.
心智推敲也就是说，我有我的这种想法，你有你的想法，然后别人呢，在他的心里面有他的这种想法，所以所有的人呢，其实都是按照自己的这个想法再去猜测。
And as a result, people live in confusion.
它的结果就是把人弄得越来越困惑。
In uncertainty about life.
而且呢，就对于生活就处在一种不确定的状态。
So either is sentimentalism because it's just the practice of religion or spirituality but without knowledge, or the other extreme is just knowledge but no devotion, no religiosity. Both are very dangerous.
所以说呢，就变成了两种极端，一种呢就是感情主义者，就是这个感情用事的人，他呢就一味的信神，但是呢他知其然不知其所以然。那么另外一种呢，就是他完全的把神给抛弃了，他就只是信科学家们所摆出的这些这个知识。但这两种都是很危险的。
So in Chinese tradition, we also have this: follow the middle path. Follow the middle path. No, don't get to the extremes. Follow the middle.
所以呢，我们中国就有这样一个传统的理念，就是我们要走中道，我们不要走两端的极端。
And the middle path is this, Bhakti Vedanta. There is one side, there is Bhakti devotion. The other side There's a very clear understanding.
那么所以说呢，这个中道是什么呢？中道就是 Bhakti Vedanta， 也就是说呢，一边呢是有这个 Bhakti 有奉爱的修习，然后另外一边呢是有对这个修习的非常的清晰的理解。
嗯。Bhakti, you know, pure devotion to Krishna, supported by, with a good philosophical understanding that comes from the Vedanta, the conclusion of the Vedas.
那么 Bhakti 呢，就是对 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献服务，但是呢，它是被这个来自于 Vedanta 的非常清晰的哲学的道理、哲学的知识所支撑的。
So this knowledge is not ordinary.
所以这门知识它不是普通的。
It's not a speculative knowledge based on somebody's brain, somebody's idea. No, it has nothing to do with the imperfections of this material world.
它并不是由一个人的这个头脑里面凭空想象出来的一些信息，这并不是在这个物质世界里面所存在的不完美的知识。
Material individuals, conditioned souls, individuals in this material world, they are subjected to four imperfections.
但是呢，在这个物质世界的受条件限制的灵魂，它就一定是会处在不完美的状态下的。
They are subjected to four imperfections.
就是他们是注定会跌进不完美的状态的。
Four.
Just this. Sorry. 对不起啊。
They are subjected to four imperfections.
对对，就是这个受条件限制的灵魂，就是它一定会有四项缺陷。
Any person in this world is subjected to these four imperfections.
在这物质世界的任何一个人，他就一定会有这四项缺陷。
You can look around. Everybody is subjected to these four imperfections.
那我们看一下我们周围所有的人，每一个人都一定会有这四项缺陷。
Our senses are imperfect.
因为我们的感官是不完美的。
You see, Danakeli is hearing. Was hearing something different because hearing. Is imperfect. Our ears sometimes mislead us. What we hear is not exactly what was said.
就比如说刚才就是一个例子，比如说我刚刚在听阿叔在讲话的时候呢，阿叔他讲的是，就是我把那个 fall 那个词给听错了。就虽然说我是听了，但是呢就没有办法把它给听准，所以这就是一个现实的例子。
Our eyes very imperfect. We cannot see.We cannot see far distant objects or very near objects because our eyes are imperfect.
还有呢，就是我们的这个眼睛也是不完美的，就是我没有办法清晰的看见，在我们眼前的这些东西，在我们眼前很近的这些东西，我们也比如说也看不清楚。
And any of our senses, any of our five senses, they are all imperfect.
我们所有的这五个感官都是不完美的。
And what happens when we have imperfect senses?
那么当我们没有完美的感官的时候会发生什么呢？
We commit mistakes.
我们就会犯错。
We translate in a different way from what was said.
这翻译就会出错， 就把这意思就给说错了。
We do mistakes. It's inevitable because our senses are imperfect. We commit mistakes.
所以呢，我们就会犯错，这是没有办法避免的，因为我们的感官是不完美的，所以我们一定会出错。
So, and the next is illusion. We are prone to illusion because of our mistakes. We take one thing by another thing, and we think that is real, but is an illusion.
但然后呢，我们又会被处于虚幻之中的原因就是由于我们的感官不完美，然后呢我们就会出错，然后这一出错以后呢我们就会处在一种幻象之中。
With my imperfect eyes, I can see something in the sky, and for instance, I can hear a noise, a noise in the next room, and I may think it's something, but it's actually something different. I can be afraid, maybe, or somebody shot a gun. When I go there, maybe it's just a child, he pierced a balloon, you know, it make a big noise, and I thought, oh, it was because of illusion.
比如说我在听见我们家邻居那儿出现了一声巨响，那然后呢，我就会猜这个响声可能是枪响，那我就会觉得很可怕。但实际上等我走过去一看呢，就是一个小孩把气球给弄爆了。那么为什么呢？就是因为我们是处在一种幻觉的状态下。
And even though we have imperfect senses, we commit mistakes, and we are prone to be illusion, still we want to convince others that we know.
但是呢，就即便是我们不是完美的，而且我们也一定会犯错，而且呢，我们也会处在这种虚幻的状态之中，但是我们还得去说服别人，我们是知道的。
Yes, I know everything. This is, listen to me. You know, how can you have perfect knowledge when you are using these imperfections in order to gather that imperfect knowledge?
你得听我的，因为我知道，我得告诉你。问题是，当我们没有完美的感官的时候，我们又如何能够去搜集到完美的知识呢？
So the fourth imperfection, cheating.
那然后呢，下面的这个第四个缺陷就是欺骗。
I didn't hear very well.
我没听清楚。
I still think that I understood.
我还是觉得我懂了。
Illusion.
这是虚幻。
But then I just put up something.
然后我就编出一些来。
Okay, it's done. Ashu does not understand Chinese.
反正他说他不懂中文。
And the problem is that Ashu understands a little bit enough to catch these mistakes.
但这问题就是阿叔他还是懂点中文，所以说呢就能把这错给揪出来。
So with these imperfections, certainly we cannot come out with a good understanding about things.
所以说呢，就是由于我们没有这个就是由于我们的这个缺陷，使得我们不能够非常好的去理解事物。
So the Vedas is knowledge that is not given by imperfect beings. It comes from the supreme being, the perfect being, God Himself.
而韦达呢，它不仅仅是给，就是由这个完美的生灵所给予我们的，而是它是来自于至尊的人物，是来自于最完美的神，他直接所赐给我们的知识。
And it's perfect because if you put into practice, we realize the truth.
那么它之所以它因为它完美，所以说呢，如果我们要是去研习它，然后那么我们就能够完美的去了解这个真相。
If this knowledge tells me that I am a spiritual soul, eternal.And now I'm living in this body, which is temporary and is the cause of sufferings. I can realize that.
I can't, right? You say I can't realize.
I can realize
okay. that. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Because it's a perfect knowledge.
因为这个韦达经它所提供的是完美的知识。如果他要是对我说，我是永恒的灵魂，但是我现在呢？是临时的处在这具物质的躯体之中，那么就变得我其实是可以觉知到这一点的。
So the Vedas not only gives a theory to make us understand the reality, but he gives us a set of practice that help us to realize that knowledge that is explained in the Vedas.
所以伟达经呢，它不仅仅是为我们提供了理论的知识，而且呢，它为我们提供了一种习练的方法，使我们能够觉悟到这门知识。
So that's why there is Vedanta and there is Bhakti, Bhakti Vedanta.
所以就为什么有 Vedanta 还有 Bhakti, 合起来是 Bhakti Vedanta.
There is knowledge and there is practice, devotional practice under this knowledge so we can have a perfect, complete realization of the truth.
所以说呢就是有这个奉爱服务。然后呢还有这个知识那么我们是在这个知识的指导之下去进行奉爱服务那这样呢我们就能够得到完美的觉悟
In this way there is no room for sentimentalism there is no room for fanaticism there is no room for speculation
这样的话呢就不会有感情用事的存在也不会有狂热的存在，然后也不会有推敲的存在。
And this applies to all human beings, no matter where they come, which planet, which country, which family, where their background doesn't matter. Applies to everyone because it's a scientific, spiritual scientific knowledge.
那么因为它是一个灵性的科学知识，所以呢，它是对于所有的人都适用的，无论这个人他。出自于什么样的家庭背景它来自于哪个国家都是适用的。
So, Srila Prabhupada, after that sentence you read, Srila Prabhupada said, a person on a path of devotional service may inquire from his spiritual master all about the spiritual position of God and the living beings.
所以说呢在这个钥匙里面 Srila Prabhupada 就又接着写到他说走在做奉爱服务路途上的人应该询问灵性导师一切有关神和生物的灵性身份的问题。
And then it continues from the Bhagavad Gita as well from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is known that qualitatively the Lord and the living beings are one. The living being is in the conditioned state of material existence, is subjected to many transmigrations by continuous changing of the material body.
然后呢他又继续讲他说呢从博迦梵歌和圣典博迦瓦坛中我们了解到从质上讲至尊主和生物是一体在物质生存中受制约的生物因不断的更换物质躯体而受制于很多次的轮回。
So, but the question of Maharaj Parikshit in this case is what is the cause? What are the cause if we are...parts and parcels of the Lord, and we are qualitatively equal to the Lord, then why we are now in a material body, subjected to many transmigrations and so many miseries?
那么 Maharaj Parikshit 王的问题就是，那么既然我们是主的不可分割的一部分，我们从质上跟主是一样的，那为什么我们还会来到这个物质世界完了处在这个物质躯体之中然后要受这么多苦呢、
This is a very important question. Many people who are a little thoughtful, they ask this type of question. If I am the son of God, if I'm part and a parcel of God, why I am in this situation with a material body that caused me so much suffering?
任何一个稍微有点这个思考的倾向的人他都会问出这么一个重要的问题就是既然我是神的不可分割的一部分那我为什么还会处在这个物质的躯体之中并且受苦呢
Any person who has a little intelligence as necessarily will ask these questions why do I suffer in this world?
任何一个稍微有一点智慧的人他都会问出这样一个问题就是我为什么会在这个世界受苦
It's a normal question because we suffer so we ask why we suffer in this world
那么因为这其实也是一个挺普通的一个问题，原因就是我们本来就是在这个世界受苦，所以我就想问问我到底为什么会受苦。
Okay, if I am sick, I have pain in some part in my body, I can go see the doctor and I can ask why I have pain here and the doctor can give me a pill and then oof, no more pain.
Okay, 如果我的这个躯体上有病痛的话呢，那我可能可以去看大夫，然后呢我可以问问大夫我这个身体这个病是怎么回事啊，然后呢他会给我吃点药，然后吃完药以后呢我这身体的病就好了，就不再疼了。
Well, maybe if it's the COVID-19, maybe there is no pill.
但是如果要是得了新冠病毒的这个病的话，那可能就没有这个药可以吃下去就好了。
And if you are getting old, we don't want to get old. You cannot go see the doctor to have a pill to not get old.
而且如果你要是变老了的话呢，你也不可能去找大夫给你一个不老药，吃了以后就不会变老。
The ladies, they know how to disguise that. You know, they apply all kind of cosmetics, and they in this way, they can look young even when they are getting old. But it will not last too long.
但是女士们呢，可知道怎么来处理这个问题，然后用各种各样的化妆品把自己打扮起来，然后让自己看起来虽然老了，但其实并不老。但是这样的方式呢，也不能够持续太长时间。
After some time, everybody starts noticing that the lady is becoming old.
过了一段时间之后呢，所有人都可以看出她变老的征象。
So you cannot, we cannot stop old age, we cannot stop disease, we cannot stop death.
实际上我们是没有办法阻止变老，没有办法阻止生病，也没有办法阻止死亡的。
So it's natural that people ask this question, I don't want these things. I don't want to be old. I don't want to suffer disease. I don't want to have pain. I don't want to die.
所以呢，人们他就会很自然的会问出这些问题，因为我不想变老，而且我也不想生病，我也不想受苦，我也不想死。
So why these things happen upon me? I don't want them. Nobody wants them. Why it happens?
可是我又不想要他们，为什么这样事情还会发生在我的身上呢？所有的人其实都不想要得到他们，为什么这样的事情还会不断的发生呢？
This is an intelligent question.
这是一个充满智慧的问题。
And then the next question comes connected with that how can I stop this suffering?
然后下面一个问题和这个问题相关联的就是，那我如何能够停止这苦呢？
How can I really find a solution to all my problems of existence in this world?
我如何能够找到解决我在这个物质世界所面对的所有的这些问题的解决方法呢？
So when this type of question start manifesting in a person's mind,This marks the beginning of a really human life.
那么当一个人的内心中开始产生这些问题的时候，才标志着他才真正的开始过上人类的生活。
So that's why the Vedas give very clear understanding. No, it's precise. It's very precise. It's a science.
所以说呢，韦达经它所给我们的这些信息呢，是非常的准确清晰的，因为它是科学，它不会说也许、大概、可能，它不会这样说。
No, it's very precise. It's a science.
所以呢，是非常准确的，因为它是科学。
A real science.
而且是真正的科学。
No, we are not these bodies. We are now suffering because we identify with these bodies.
我们不是这具躯体，我们现在之所以这么痛苦的原因呢，是因为我们认同了这具躯体，我们觉得是这具躯体。
We are spiritual souls that are always should be always blissful, eternally, with perfect understanding.
那我是灵性的灵魂，我本来应该是永远都是极乐的，而且呢是处在完美的理解的状态的，就是处绝对的知识的。
So, but the question remains. But then, what if I am a spiritual soul, as the Vedas say, I am part and parcel of, qualitatively the same as the Lord in quality. Why I am subjected to this material existence?
但是这个问题依然还存在。既然我是灵性的灵魂。而且呢，我是至尊主不可分割的一部分。然后从质上来说呢，和他还是一样的。那我为什么还会来到这个物质的存在呢？
Why we come to this material world and we are suffering, but the living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. How did you come to this material world?
那我为什么会来到这个物质世界呢？来着这个物质存在中受苦，而本来我是一个灵性的灵魂，是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。那我怎么来的呀
？We're gonna let Shukadeva Goswami answer this question because he's gonna answer all the questions of Parikshit Maharaj.
所以呢，我们将请 Srila Shukadeva Goswami 来回答这个问题，因为 Srila Shukadeva Goswami 他将回答 Parikshit 王的所有的这些问题。
But the point here is that everything is very clear that everything has a cause. It's nothing comes by chance.
但是呢，非常清晰的，这里面就是所有的信息都会非常的明确的罗列出来，而且呢。一切的事情的发生它都是有原因的，都不是无中生有的。
I didn't take birth just automatically, just by chance.
我并不是就这么偶然的被生出来了，我就不这么就不是自动的被生出来了。
I didn't take birth in this body without a reason, without a cause.
我并不是没有任何缘由的就存在在这一具躯体之中。
If you follow the scientists, then you're gonna say, you took birth because your father and mother they had lusty desires and they had sex and you were born. Poof.
那么如果你要是问这个科学家呢，他就会说。那就是由于你爸妈妈的性的这个情感，所以呢，他们和好之后呢，然后呢，你就被生出来了。
You are just a product. You are just a product of your mother and father's lusty desires.
你不过呢是你的父母的性欲的产物。
If your father and mother they were self-controlled, you were not born. You would not exist.
如果要是你爸爸妈妈他们要是自我控制的话呢，你就不会被生出来，你就不会被存在。
And most of the people in this world believe in this.
那么在这个世界的大部分的人呢，是相信这个说法的。
This is just pure speculation.
但这个呢，是完全的推敲。
It's the same of saying that Srila Prabhupada sometimes gives the example.The scorpions, the female scorpion lay the eggs in a rice straw, and then it goes away, and then goes away, and by the fermentation of the rice straw, when it gets moisted, and then the eggs open, and baby scorpions are born. So.Common people without knowledge say, "Oh, the scorpions are taking birth from the rice straw." Oh.
Actually, the rice straw. What is that?
The straw. The straw. You know, the rice is a grain, but the plant is a straw. When you cut, it's called straw. Is how you call it? The husk.The husk of the when you cultivate the rice, you're only going to use the grains. So the plant, when you cut the plant, you put in a stack and dries to dry up. The dry plant, this is what you call straw. S-T-R-A-U-A-A-W. S-T-S-P-R-A-W, straw.
S-T-R-A-W.
Yeah.
OK, 就是这个沙爸爸他经常会给我们举这么一个例子啊，就是当这个蝎子，就这个蝎子妈妈，她把这个蛋给产在了这个米的这个稻田，就是这个稻子里面的时候呢，然后呢，这个蝎子妈妈就走了，走了以后。就是这个卵就在这个稻子里面呢，就这个因为这个稻子它有的时候它会变湿，变湿以后呢，它就会进行发酵，然后发酵以后呢，然后就会让这个卵就会被孵出来，孵出来以后呢，就会有小蝎子生出来。所以呢，有些那个无知的人呢，他们就会觉得这个蝎子是由稻米生出来的。
So they think the rice straw gave birth to the scorpions.
所以呢，他们就会觉得是稻米生出了蝎子。
But it's exactly the same way, the same thing that people are thinking, that we are just the product of sex life of our mother and father.
所以呢，就同样的，就很多人就会觉得我们的出生就是由于爸爸妈妈的这个性生活而导致了我们的出生。
One thing they cannot explain was why the children of the same mother are not exactly the same, with the same mentality, mm-hmm. with the same feature, the mm-hmm. same way of acting, why they are different.
但是他们有一件事情是没有办法解释的，就是说为什么由这位妈妈她所生出来的这个孩子和这个妈妈的行事作风还有各种各样的方面是如此的不一样，为什么他们这么不同。
Okay, this is creates bewilderment, creates confusion. It's already very bad.
那所以说呢，这个就会让人造成困惑，就会变得迷惑不解，所以这已经是挺不好的一件事了。他说阿叔好像刚才我往这边断了。
没有，阿叔那边断了。
哦，是阿叔断
了。
Can you hear? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, it's not strong because I'm using my SIM card now, and the SIM card here, the signal is very weak. But the internet was cut off. So, okay. So we were saying, just this wrong understanding where we come from, that we are just a product of a sex connection between a man and a woman, it's already very bewildering, very confusing.
所以说呢，就是这种我们的这个生命就是来自于父母双方的这个性交而产生的这种说法，其实已经让人感到非常的困惑。
But this type of ignorance can be very dangerous.
但是这样的无知呢，是会非常危险的。
Oh, this child is a byproduct of my lusty desire, but I don't want it, so I can kill it.
那么如果是这个产品，不是，就这个孩子，他是我的这个性欲而造成的一个副产品的话，但是我又不想要这个孩子，所以呢，我就干脆把他给杀死算了。
Yeah, I really enjoy to have sex with that man, but I don't want to have a child. This is too too embarrassing.
那我非常的喜欢和这个男人一起过这种鱼水之欢，但是呢，我可不想要孩子，因为这让我太尴尬了。
Because the child in my womb is just a thing that was began in my womb. It's just a thing, so I can get rid of it.
那么因为这个孩子现在刚刚在我的子宫里面，它只不过是一件东西而已，那所以我就可以把它给拿掉。
It's not born yet, so I can get rid of it. They said it's just a tissue. It's just a tissue. I can get rid of it.
那么就是因为这孩子呢还没生出来，它只不过就是一个组织而已，所以说呢，我可以把它给弄走，把它给拿掉。
That's what happens in the world, you know, by the millions every day.
所以这就是在现在这个世界上所发生的事情，每天都有好几百万的这样的小孩被拿走。
So we think wrongly because we don't have knowledge. We think wrongly that the child is just a product of my sex engagement. But this is not so. This is not proper.
所以就是由于我们的无知导致了觉得就是孕育的这个孩子不过是我的性欲的一个副产品而已，但是这种认为是不对的。
I am a spiritual soul. I took birth in the womb of this mother because of my karma, my previous activities in previous life. I deserve to take birth in the womb of this particular mother.
我是一个灵性的灵魂，但是呢，我要从这位妈妈的子宫里被生出来的原因呢，是由于我之前的业报导致了，我就必须要从这位妈妈的子宫里被生出来。
It may seem that the cause of my birth is the sexual intercourse between my mother and father, but that's not really the cause of my taking birth there.
但看起来好像我的出生呢，就是由于我爸爸妈妈之间的一场鱼水之欢，导致了我的降生。但实际上，我的出生的原因并不是这个。
There is a more remote cause.
其实有更多的这个原因在。
So the same like this coronavirus, you know, so many people where this come from a market. Now they know that it's coming from a particular type of bat that lives in the caves.
Okay.那么就是比如说这个新冠病毒，然后大家就会说呢，这个新冠病毒它是来自于一个市场。那现在大家都能够这个明确的知道呢，这个新冠病毒它是来自于居住在洞穴里面的一种蝙蝠。Sorry, what did you say?
I was just asking if you had heard this, but you did. Okay, so that may be.
But now I don't hear you. Ashu. Sati, 是阿叔那边还是我这儿？Sati.
Haribo.
Ashu. Haribo, Ashu.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. But I cannot hear you now.
Can you hear me now? I can hear you.
Now I can hear you.
So I was...But there is a higher cause why this disease is spreading all over the world.
但实际上呢，有一个更高的原因导致了这个新冠病毒会在全世界内爆发。
That most people don't know.
而大部分的人是不知道的。
Collective karma.
是一个集体的业报而导致的。
We are killing so many innocent living entities.
因为我们杀死了太多的无辜的生物。赛玛姐，我不知道咱们要不然重新连一下，会不会让叔那边稍微好一点呢
？Go to the markets and see the quantity of killing every day is to fill the.
阿叔
，Okay.
Yeah, 阿叔 Because we cannot hear you constantly. So I was wondering if we reconnected again, if we can make it better.
Okay. Wait. I'm connected now with a scene. Okay, wait a second.
Okay. 阿叔那边的网好像好了。Yes. Now I can hear
okay.
you. Yes.
Okay, so the other connection is... Okay, so I was saying, this is a collective karma. What's happening?
所以我刚才讲的呢，就是现在所发生的这个事情呢，实际上是集体业报导致的。
And we know that is really all over the world. No place is immune from this problem.
而且我们知道呢，就这件事情一定是会在整个世界内爆发的，没有任何一个地方会对这件事情产生免疫。
And this is not the worst yet.
而且现在还不是最差的时候。
The worst will come because of economic repercussions, because the economy is totally messed up around the world, and we're gonna experience much more problems because of that.
因为呢，就是现在整个世界的这个经济现在处在了非常的下滑的一种状态，而它会导致一个非常严重的结果，使得每一个人都会被这个结果所波及。
You're going to have very, very, very serious economic repercussions all over the world.
所以呢，我们会在整个的世界范围内呢，都掀起一场非常严重的经济的衰退。
Collective karma.
那么这是集体的业报。
Why? Because collectively, all over the world, we have been slaughtering poor innocent animals. We have been slaughtering very innocent children in the womb of their mothers. We have killing these living entities by the millions all over the world every day. So we are getting the result of that because everything has a cause.
为什么呢？因为在全世界范围内，每天都会屠杀大量的无辜的动物，而且呢，每天呢也都会有大量的在母亲子宫中的胎儿被剁掉。那么就是因为每天呢，全世界范围内都在做着成百上千万的这样的这个事情，而导致了我们一定要为这件事情而遭受报应。因为所有的一切事情，它都是会有一个原因的，它都会造成一个结果。
So that's what they don't know. They're trying to find the immediate cause of their problems, but they don't see what is the remote cause that affects everyone in this world. The sinful activities, the quantity of sinful activities done all over the world against very innocent creatures. So this has to...This is paying the result. This is the cause of all so much trouble now in the world.
所以呢，大家他只是在去寻找着这件事情所发生的直接的原因，但他其实他并没有真正的去探求，去就是导致这个事情它所发生的这个真正的这个元气的这个原因到底是什么？那原因就是由于我们这个屠杀了太多的这个生物体，屠杀了太多的这种生灵，而导致了我们一定要为它为这样的事情的结果而遭到报应。那么所以使得整个这个世界现在都处在一个非常的动荡的状态。
So the only remedy, the only way of coping with this problem, universal problem in this planet is is by following the Bhaktivedantas.
所以呢，唯一能够解决现在在全球范围内所产生的这个问题的唯一的办法，就是追随 Bhaktivedanta 的方法。
They have to follow Srila Prabhupada's guidance that he gives throughout his books.
哈里克什马叔
Yes, I'm here. Did you translate what I said lastly? They have to follow the guidance given by Srila Prabhupada in his books.
Yeah, I said that.
This is the only hope for human society.
那么这是人类社会的唯一的希望。
Because we have the knowledge of the Vedas, the Vedanta, what is most important in the Vedas, and on the side we have the practice of this knowledge, the cultivation of this knowledge through bhakti.
那一方面呢，我们有这个伟达知识，而且有这个Vedanta， 就是在这个伟达经里面的最重要的这一部分知识。那另外一方面呢，我们还有这个奉爱服务的这个修习的方法。那也就是说呢，是。通过这样的修习的方法来真正的运用维丹塔的这个知识。
Bhakti Vedanta。
真正的运用 Bhakti Vedanta 的知识。
So this is the meaning of Srila Prabhupada's title in his name.
那这也是 Srila Prabhupada 他的名字，就是他所授予的称号的意思所在。
That's why Srila Prabhupada so often,requested his disciples to read these books, to distribute these books, to read these books, to distribute these books, because this is the perfect science.
那也就为什么舍尔帕帕他经常会强调，向他的门徒们强调，一定要阅读这些书籍，以及要传播这些书籍，要阅读传播这些书籍。原因呢，它是最完美的科学。
Without this knowledge and practice, there is no hope for humanity.
如果是没有这个知识或者没有这些修习的话，我们人类社会是没有希望的。
Because as Kali Yuga progresses, humankind is going to become worse and worse.
因为随着卡利年代的不断进程呢，这个人类的状态会变得越来越糟糕。
The only hope is this knowledge given in Srila Prabhupada's books.
唯一的希望呢，就是 Srila Prabhupada 在书籍中所给我们的这些知识。
This is not an exaggeration. This is a real fact.
那么这个其实并不是这是真实的，这并不是夸大其词、
exaggeration,
危言耸听。
Yeah.So we have to read more, understand more this spiritual science and put into our practice and give the opportunity to others to also take shelter of this knowledge and practice.
所以呢，我们就必须要更好的研习这些知识，然后呢，真正的去试炼实践这些知识。然后呢再把知识呢再传递给其他的人，让其他的人呢也有机会来习练，来了解它。
Okay, we stop here.
那我们的讲课这部分呢就先到这儿。
And if any question or comments?
看看大家有没有任何的问题，或者有没有任何的评述。Sai Maji, 现在有问题吗？因为我这群有点多，看过了。
Yeah, on the other side. Open the other group chat. Open the other group chat. Their questions.
From Rajendra Prabhu, right?
Yes.
Okay. Rajendra Prabhu, 就是感谢阿叔的权威讲课，感谢极少数的翻译，感谢主持人稳定的服务。 本堂课提到有问题寻找权威证实，目前现实与伟达年代尊重权威的境况完全的相反，是拒绝权威、挑战权威的时代。培养孩子们学生批判性的思维，挑战性的思维，在这种背景下，该如何教导人们恢复询问权威、尊重权威的氛围呢？似乎困难重重。Ashu, thank you very much for your authoritative lecture. And also thanks for the translator who is not really make that many errors. And also thanks for the host who provide such a steady service. And in this lecture, you mentioned that if we have any questions, we do need to seek the proof from the, we do need to seek the authoritative proof. However, the current situation is that we don't really respect the authoritative source anymore, which is exactly opposite as the Vedic time. At this point, we reject the authority, we challenge. Now is a time for challenging the authority, even to teach the kids to cultivate the critical way of thinking, need to have the challenge type of way of thinking. So in such context, how to educate people to restore the habit to question or to inquiry to the authority, and also restore the atmosphere to respect the authority. It seems that it's quite hard.
This cannot be done on a general way. They can be done on our own society. We should do that. That's why Srila Prabhupada wanted to have our own schools to teach these principles of authority and make the students obedient to authority, and the teachers they were gathering their knowledge from the scriptures, so, and the spiritual masters, the children would get the right information, and there was no question of challenging. And they would ask questions, and through questions they would learn more and more. This is a Vedic principle. So how far we are? Okay, translate that.
就这个问题呢，确实它不能够通过一个通过普通大众的这个方式去把它给解决，就不能用普世的方法去解决。所以为什么说爸爸说，就是我们自己的这个社团内呢，要建立起我们的这个学校。然后呢，让这个孩子在一开始就在这样这个有权威性讲解的这个氛围的这个学校里面去念书，然后呢，让他们培养出就是尊重权威，而且呢是很追随这个权威所说的这样的话的这样的方式，让他们就接受这样的权威的教导。
In many places, we are still in a very baby stage to really have an impact in a society. We are still very, very immature, very disorganized, or baby stage. We are in a baby stage in terms of organization in order to have an impact in society.
但是对于我们自己来说呢，现在我们的这个组织，我们的这个社团呢，现在还非常的不成熟，就是还处在一个很早期的一种状态，好像我们现在还处在这个婴儿期，所以说呢，没有办法对这个整个的这个社会还造成任何的影响。
But there will be a time, there will come a time when we have much more impact in society.
但是呢，一定会就是这个我们能够很好的去影响社会的这个时间一定是会到来的。
So you see, we are 500 years from this Sankirtana movement, this new spiritual revolution. And this Sankirtan movement is going for the 10,000 years to come. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
那么这个 Sankirtan 这个运动呢，现在其实才刚刚进行了500年的时间。那我们现在其实是在这第500个年头，但是呢，就是这个灵性的运动 Sankirtan 运动呢，它一定要它会持续10,000年的时间。所以说呢，就是尊重权威的这样的景象是会发生的。
So what?
阿叔
掉线了。
诶，阿叔掉线了。
我们重新呼一下。
Hare Krishna，请大家稍等一下，阿叔掉线了。
呼不上来呀，不会是停电了之类的。
他那边可能没准停电了，然后他自己的那个。
有可能是 WiFi 呀，网络可能断了。
咱这群有点多，都是我这眼花缭乱的。
我们挂断，重新呼一下啊。
好吧，阿仁宝，要不然就阿叔手机，要不然就没电了。
不是啊，他说在呀，怎么呼不上来嘞？
那是呼不上来呢？
就是啊，他呼的我们是吧？
不是，这回是我呼的。
啊、哦，你呼的，我还以为阿叔呼
的。他不知道，要不然他再挂了啊。
阿叔接不上嘞。
阿叔，对呀、啊，哎哎，我这样啊，我光呼阿叔一下试试啊。
嗯，好。哎，请进来了。
哎，上来了，阿叔。
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Okay.说，阿里波，阿叔 ，Can you hear us? We cannot hear you, but we can see you online.
今天的网络是不好啊。
银行里面的网不行，我今天这边的声音清楚吗？
嗯，你那边可以，没问题。
我这边也可以哈、啊，就是这个网的事儿吧，就是有点说不准。
阿里波，
阿里波，
阿里波，阿叔。
Hare Krishna。
Yes, 阿叔 ，I can hear you now。
Hello,
I can not hear you now.
Welcome to Skype testing service. After the beep.
Ashu, and I did hear the digital voice from that lady. Ashu. Ashu.阿里玛吉，咱怎么办呢？
这样吧，我们今天就到这里吧，因为阿叔那儿连接确实不好，我们把后面的问题下节课再来回答吧。跟阿叔说一下，因为听不到。
后面好像就还有一个问题了，是吧？
后面又提上来一个问题，现在还有两个问题，就是冉仁帕布这个不还没回答完吗？对吧？刚刚回答，后面还有两个问题。
对，有两个问题。那行，那就这么着。那 Hare Krishna， 亲爱的大家，那我们今天的这节课，由于这个网络的原因，导致了阿叔现在那边连不上，所以呢，我们今天这课呢就先停在这儿。抱歉。但是阿叔呢，下一周呢一定会给大家先把这个问题先回答，然后再回答下一周的问题。那今天呢就先这样，我们非常感谢阿叔 Krishna Baladeva 发布我们的精彩讲述，我很感谢阿萨蒂玛的吉。非常感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中呢度过一个非常美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna。